Canmore. A police pursuit of a pickup truck reported stolen in British Columbia ended in a damaged cop car and spike belt being deployed east of Canmore. As the man fled in a white 2017 Ford F-350 reported stolen from Radium Hot Springs, BC, Calgary Police's Helicopter Airwatch for Community Safety, HAWCS, was called to locate and trail the vehicle from the air, eventually leading to the deployment of a spike belt on Highway 1A near the Stony Nakota Rodeo Grounds. Corporal Shane Fletcher of Canmore RCMP said Banff RCMP was initially notified of the stolen vehicle. The Banff RCMP had located the vehicle and attempted to stop it, but it didn't stop for the members at the time, he said. They continued to follow from a distance and coordinated resources ahead. A Canmore police vehicle joined the pursuit outside of Banff National Park, and when the stolen truck was located at the Husky gas station in Dead Man's Flats, the driver of the F-350 rammed the police vehicle. The Banff car was struck while the vehicle fled, said Corporal Fletcher, adding no RCMP officers were injured and the police vehicle had minor damage to the front end. The Calgary HAWCS helicopter was quick to spot the stolen vehicle, and through coordination with Stony Nakota RCMP, allowed police to set up the spike belt on Highway 1A at about 8:15 p.m. The male fled on foot and was apprehended nearby, said Corporal Fletcher, noting he was found hiding in an unoccupied house. Corporal Fletcher said multiple charges are pending against a 37-year-old Calgary man, adding that stolen property was located inside the stolen vehicle.